Good morning.
Good morning.
Grateful and thankful once again to be in the house of God.
Yes.
He's everything to me as well. So we're grateful for that song this morning. I want to talk this morning to you about something that the Lord placed upon our heart. We've heard about it before, but maybe when we hear it today, it'll be in a little different way. I want you to pray for me, and when I say that, I mean that, because the enemy always wants to oppose,
yes,
and harm the truth. He wants to hurt us. He wants to do us in. And so by the grace and help of God, we want to do the will of God and be pleasing and honoring unto him. Want his will to be done today. And so I want you to pray for me as we look into the word. The title of this message would be Light. Light. And the main scriptures that we're going to be looking at, we'll be looking at some others, but it'll be found in John 3 and 19 on down through verse number 21. Be praying with us and be praying for us this morning. We want to do the will of the Lord this morning. John 3 and 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John 3 and 17 said, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." And so most people, God loves us, and we're good with that. John 3 and 16 says God loved the world. He gave his Son. So we're good with that. We're good with God loving us. We're good with God sending his Son to die for our sins. We did the wrong, but he's the one that suffered for us and died for us. So we're good with that. And then we're also good with God sending not his Son in this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Sign me up for that, right? I did wrong. Jesus is suffering. He's got to be the sacrifice. And then he's not condemning me. I already know that I'm wrong, but he wants to save me. I'm good with that. But then it says, as we go on down and we read on down, well, there's some more to it that we need to get a hold of. John 3 and 18, somebody read that for us today.
He that believeth on him is not condemned.
All right. All right. I want you to pause there because I want to get a hold of John 3 and 18.
Yeah.
He says that he that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not on him is what? Condemned already. May God help us this morning. And so what's happening here is God wanted to bring light upon the subject. What light does is it illuminates, it makes clear, it gives us an understanding of what we're looking at so that we can make a proper and a righteous decision with what we're dealing with. And so in John 3 and 18, it says, it says here in 3 and 18 that if we don't believe, then we're condemned already. That's the problem. We're going to read 19, but I want us to understand that when God sent his Son, that's true. When he died for our sins, that's also true. But you and I, even though we have light, even though we have knowledge, even though we have understanding, you and I have to make a decision on what we're going to do about that. Do I believe? It doesn't matter how much truth is being presented. If I don't believe it, I don't get the benefit of it. May God help us this morning. And so you and I have to make a choice. The light and the knowledge and the understanding that we already know. Most of us know enough about the Lord already. Most of us know that Jesus Christ died for our sins. Most of us know that salvation is the only way to make it into heaven. We all know that. But do we believe it? And if we believe it, what are we going to do about it? May God help us. When I believe something, then I'm going to modify my behavior. If somebody says there's a vicious dog behind that fence, you're going to take note of that and you're going to behave accordingly. Yeah. You'd probably go around, wouldn't you? But if we don't believe it, we can go ahead and go jump that fence and see what happens. May God help us this morning. It's about what we do with what we have been exposed to. God bought us the light so that we can have the understanding that we need. But if we don't take advantage of it, may God help us, then we're going to lose out anyway. May God help us. It says here in John 4 and 23, be praying for us. It says, but the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. When I believe something, I'm going to modify my behavior. May God help us this morning. All right, so John 4:23, it says here, the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father seeketh to worship him. A lot of people talk about they believe the Lord. Yeah. A lot of people say that they are saved. And again, I have no one in my heart and in my mind. That's not my business. Yeah. That's between you and God. Yeah. But if I'm saved and it doesn't cause me to do differently, if I'm not willing to allow the Lord to make the necessary changes that he needs to make in me and ready me for heaven, do I really believe? Do I really believe? It says if, and this is the light we're talking about here. We're going to get to it, but I want you to hold on here and get a hold of this. If I really believe in something, it's going to cause me to modify my behavior. And so if I believe in God, then I'm going to come to church. If I believe in God, I'm going to open my heart's door to him. If I believe that God's words are true, I'm going to allow him to come in and make the necessary changes in me that I may be pleasing and honoring unto God. If I believe in God, I'm not going to hold it to myself. I'm going to tell somebody else about it. May God help us this morning. If I believe, it said, he that believe is not condemned, but he that does not believe is condemned already. It doesn't matter what truth or knowledge or understanding I have. Many times you talk to people that say they're not saved, and you say, why are you not saved? And they say, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to listen to that. I know that already. Huh? It doesn't matter what we know. It's what we're doing with it is what matters. If I believe, if I am a believer, it's what I do that matters. It's what I do that counts. John 4:24 says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him, they're going to have to worship him in what kind of way? Must worship him in spirit and in truth. May God help us this morning. I want you to understand that what you believe is of the utmost importance. It's very important. If you truly believe, I want to encourage you this morning, you're going to put your heart and soul into this thing. You're going to make it your life's endeavor to be pleasing and honoring unto God. All right, if you truly believe. If you don't, you can talk about how you believe, but you know and God knows that you truly don't believe. May God help us this morning. Let's go to James 1:22. We're talking about believing what we already know. It says here, James 1:22, it says, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. And then what does it say? Deceiving your own self. If I am just listening to the word, but I'm not willing to do anything, then I become a participant in my own deception. You see that? I've got to be willing to do. I've got to be willing to take that belief and do something with it. It says here, for if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. And so we have to understand that the word is going to be presented to us, and we got to understand that when the word is presented to us, it's going to search our hearts.
When the word is presented to us and we're searching our hearts, the Holy Spirit is going to accompany the word. And he's going to talk to our hearts. All right? And if we truly believe, then we're going to move when he says move. We're going to do something about what the Holy Spirit has indicated to us and given us an understanding on. Listen, when we come into the judgment, the Bible says it's impossible. It says without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must what? Believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so if I truly believe that I'm going to put my, like they say, my money where my mouth is, I'm going to do something about it. May God help us. We're talking about light. We're talking about the light of God and what he has given us in terms of understanding and knowledge. Light, it illuminates, it provides clarity, it provides a visibility. What would the world be like without light? All right, what if all of a sudden the sun went away, every light that ever worked doesn't work anymore, what would that be like? All right, be darkness, wouldn't it? And so then, well, what would happen? We'd all be in trouble, wouldn't we? How'd we be able to do what it is that we wanted to do if we can't even see what we're doing? And so I want you to take that natural analogy and put it into the spiritual. When light is being shined upon our pathway, he says, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. We can't know the way, we can't know the truth, we can't know how to live our lives if we don't have his light in our lives. You see? And so that's what happens when a person is bound in the fetters of sin. I'm speaking from a natural and a truthful position. I've been there before is what I'm trying to say. You are in darkness. All right? You cannot continue to sin and live in sin when that light is shining upon you and you start coming to that light, then that sin has got to be left behind. You see, because darkness and sin, they are bedfellows. They run together. Have you ever heard the expression, the cover of darkness? In the fire service, where I work at, I work in, on a mental health team, and we work with police. And we say that burglars' hours, the time that they report to work, is 3 o'clock in the morning. About 3 o'clock in the morning, all the burglar calls start coming in. You see? Because darkness and sin, they run together. But God, he's the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ came to shed light on the subject. If you didn't know, if you didn't understand, what he'll do is he will enlighten you and me. But we can, if we're not careful, close our eyes. Lord, you're saying what you're saying, but I really don't want to see it, so I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to plug my ears, and that way I'm not responsible for what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing. Does it work that way? Do you think it works that way? Whose fault is it if you trip over something and you don't turn the light on when you come in the room? You ever done that before? Get up in the middle of the night, got to use a restroom? What happened? Don't turn the light on? Them toes. Huh? Them toes. Am I right or wrong? Get that big toe. Lord, help us. You see what I'm saying? It's up to us if we're going to open our eyes. It's up to us if we're going to allow the light, the knowledge, the understanding to not only help us to see clearly, but once we see clearly, what are we going to do about it? May God help us this morning. Want to move down to John 3:19. Want you to pay special attention this morning. It says here, and this is the condemnation, that light, what? Is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light. Why? Because their deeds was evil. Right? If you're going to go do something wrong, you won't wait till somebody else is not looking, right? Or you're going to wait till the cover of darkness. You're going to try to sneak around. Why you think you're sneaking around and doing it? Why you think you're sneaking around and doing it? Because you know it's not right. If it's right, you do it in the daylight. You can do it in the daylight with a flashlight if you need to. You understand? Because there's nothing wrong with it. But if there's something wrong with it, we'll try to cover it up, won't we? If there's something in your life that God has shined his light upon and you're trying to cover the light, you're trying to shade over the light and keep it from being shined upon what's happening and what he's trying to let us know, I'm telling you, let that light shine on in. Let it shine on in. Lord, change me, Lord. Change me. Help me to do right. Lord, I want to do right. I want your light because I don't love darkness. I don't want to be in darkness. Did you know that in hell, that's what it is? Did you know that? It's eternal darkness. Did you know that? It's in your word. Read your word. Where is the unending day? Where is that? In heaven. Unending day. You see what I'm saying? And so we don't want to be living in darkness now so that we won't be living in darkness later. We want to come to the light and we want to live in the light. May God help us this morning. And so it says men love darkness because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil, this is verse number 20. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. If there's something in your life that you don't want others to know about, and you don't want God to talk to you about, that's a clue. It's not right. All right? Bring that to the Lord. Say, Lord, I need your help here. I'm struggling here. I'm failing here. I don't care if it's something that you've tried to get victory over in the past. If it's still wrong, that means it's still wrong. And if the light is on, it's going to show you that. And the reason why there is light, because we have an opportunity. The Bible says today is a day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. And so while there's time and opportunity, while the light is still shining on that thing, get it taken care of by the grace and help of God. And it says in verse number 21, read about this. He that doeth truth comes to the light. If you intend to do right, if you want to do right, if you're trying to do right, then you're going to come to the light. You're not going to see what you can get away with and still be saved. All right? That's no way to live your salvation. Lord, what is your truth? What is your light? And then I want to what? Walk in the light, even as who's in the light? As he is in the light. All right. So you're walking. One of the reasons that you'll know, one of the confirmations that you'll know that you're in the light and that you're with him is because you'll be in the light. And not only will you be in the light, but other people, the people of God, they'll be in the light with you. Yeah. All right. We have fellowship one with another. Yeah. Because we are all walking in the light by the grace and help of God. May God help us this morning. So light comes into the world. It illuminates. It affords us a visibility. John 1 and 5, verse number 6. It's going to talk about this is 1 John, 1 and 5, verse number 6. Remember we talked about deceiving our own selves. This is another scripture that gives us an understanding. You beat me there. Go ahead and read it. 1 John, verse number 5, 1, verse number 5 and 6, please. It says here, this then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is what? Light. And in him is no darkness at all. All right. You think that's talking about the sun or you think that's talking about spiritual light? All right. It's talking about spiritual light. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, what is that? Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Remember in the Bible, it talks about many shall come to him in that day and they say, Lord, I did this in your name and I did that in your name. And in your name, we did this and that. And he say, not only do I not know you, but I never knew you. We don't want to deceive our own selves. All right. If you're going to profess Christianity, then by the grace of God, be a Christian. Be a Christian. Say, Lord, what must I do to be pleasing and honoring unto you? Lord, what are you dealing with me in my life right now? What are you dealing with me about? And Lord, by your grace, and I can't do it on my own. I obviously can't. If I could do it on my own, I wouldn't need your help. We need salvation because we can't do it ourselves. Remember that. Not just when you come to the altar and you get saved, but all throughout your salvation, you and I need the Lord. You're not going to live salvation without him. And so when you come to him and he's dealing with you and he's working with your heart, he's shining light on the situation, then say, Lord, I want to come to you because I want to do right, Lord. And I'm willing to do what it is that's pleasing and honoring unto you. If I don't do that, then I'm deceiving myself again. It says, it calls it a lie. All right. It says here in verse number six, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we've got fellowship with who? One with another. Why? The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin, all unrighteousness. See? And so we can walk not only with the Lord, but we can walk with other believers. May God help us this morning. That's the blessing of salvation. God has that for us. I don't want us to be deceived. I don't want us to be tricked by our own selves. And then I definitely don't want us to be, you know, sometimes when we're tricked, we're absolutely tricked by some other outside information or something that's coming in. And we don't know any better. We're just tricked. We have an honest heart, and we've been tricked, right? But then sometimes, if we're not careful, we can deceive our own selves, right? Now, and what that means is the truth has been presented, the light has been shown upon it, but I refuse. I don't want to believe it. I'm not going to believe it, and I'm not going to live in that reality. May God help us this morning. One thing about God is he's the originator of life. What does Genesis 1 and 3 say? God said what? Let there be light. And there was light. So God is not only the originator of natural light, but he is the originator of spiritual light. All right? And all that represents. All right? And so the enemy, in contrast, he is the originator of darkness and all that is wrong with the world. May God help us this morning. I missed a scripture. I'm going to have to, you know what? Let me go forward. I'll catch it on this one. Let's go to John 14 and 6. What does John 14 and 6 say? Somebody beat me there. They go ahead and read it, please. All right. All right. All right. We're talking about now what light provides. Go ahead. 14 and 6, you read that? All right, good enough. So it says here, I am the way, I'm the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So light provides access to that knowledge, to that understanding. All right? And so we can't even get to the Lord unless we have access to the way, to God's truth, and to his life. God is not only the originator of light, but he's also the originator of truth. All right. And so it's not our truth. It's not our version of truth that matters, that counts. It's what God says about it that matters and counts. John 10 and 10. What does that say? Somebody might know that off the top of their head. What does it say? All right. All right. All right, so the thief doesn't come, but he was talking about the devil. He wants to kill, he wants to steal, and he wants to destroy. But God has come, Christ has come, that we might have life and have it more abundantly. All right, and so God's way is in direct opposition to what the enemy has for you. And he wants to shine light on that. All right. The enemy's way is to take from you, to kill you and to destroy you. But God wants to shine the light on that and make us to understand that the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. The enemy wants to obscure that. He wants to cover that. He wants to make it seem like it's okay, but it's not okay. God wants to illuminate and expose the lies of the enemy. May God help us this morning. All right. We're going to move forward toward our conclusion. I appreciate your time and your attention and your prayers for me. the bottom line is the light is there to help us. But we've got to be willing to allow God to help us. I'm going to go back to John 3:20 and make a few comments on that. And then we're going to read Ephesians 5, 8, and 11. And then we'll read 1 John 1 and 7 again. But let's go back to John 3:20 and let's talk about that for a moment. We touched on it earlier, but we need to touch on it one more time. Just to be clear, it says, everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to light. I want you to pay attention to the word cometh to light. The Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. There is something that is incumbent upon us. We have a responsibility to seek light, to seek truth, to seek his way. You understand? We can't just, you didn't tell me that, so I didn't know. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Again, seek you the Lord while he may be found. He's standing at the door and he's knocking, but it's up to us to in our hearts and in our minds, we got to be willing to do some work too. He's not going to do it all for us. We have to furnish a will. We have to say, Lord, I'm coming to you. I want this light. I want this truth. I'm willing to accept what you're saying to me. And Lord, I'm acknowledging I can't do it by myself, but with me and you, with your power, with your grace, with your strength, I can be successful. Yes. All right. And so this is what God have for us. All right. Moving on down to Ephesians 5, verse 8 and verse 11. What does it say? That's it. All right. All right. All right. So it says you were sometimes darkness, meaning that you were some when you were unsaved, when you were in the world, you were walking in darkness. But now you are children of the light. You are now this is to the saved child. This is to the child of God. All right. Once you have been saved, you are no longer under the bondage of darkness. You are no longer under the obscuring of truth anymore. You have the ability to avail yourself to truth, to light, to knowledge, understanding. So walk in that light. All right? Walk in the light. All right? Once you know better, simply put, then do better by the help of the Lord. That's what God is calling for you and I to do. What is the point of salvation if it can't change you? What is the point of salvation if it can't make you clean and make you different? All right. If what was good before you got saved was good, then you wouldn't have sought salvation in the first place. But once you have been saved, once God has cleansed you, once your relationship with God has been restored, then now we have a responsibility to come to the light. Come to the light. Get as much light and knowledge as you possibly can. So when the enemy comes and he tries to trick you and he tries to trap you, he tries to lie to you, he tries to deceive you, all right, then you can tell him, no, I know better than that. I'm walking in the light. Amen. Things are clear to me. I can personally say, by the grace and help of God, it's different now. Amen. It's different now. I have way better understanding by the help of the and grace of God, through salvation, through knowledge. The Bible says, grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That means to the Christian, once you are saved, seek to understand and to know all that God has for you. All right. And so when the wicked one comes, you can tell him, get on and go somewhere. I don't need to hear that. I don't believe that. I believe the word of God because I know it's true. It's true in my heart. Something is different about me. I have been changed. I couldn't do it by myself. God has done it. May God help us this morning. All right. What's first? John 1 and 7 say, and I'm going to sit down again. I appreciate your time and your attention. We have referred to it earlier. But I want us to understand that there's something that we need to pull out of this. What's 1 John 1 and 7 say? If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, all right? All right? All right? From all sin. Amen. So, notice that it says walk in the light, number one. And then it says as he is in the light. Did you know that there are people and there are movements that would confuse the issue? Because they got light too, if you let them tell it. I'm putting it in quotations. New light and new understanding. Right? And usually the new light and the new understanding is, I'm not telling you you have to uphold traditions. I'm telling you, you have to do what the Word of God says. And so if the new light and the new understanding is deviating from what the Word of God says, that ain't light. That's something different. So you walk in the light as he is in the light. Right? And so you walk with God. Do not be deceived. There are false prophets. There are workers of Satan. They call them, Lord help us. What's that? Wolves in sheep's clothing. Thank you. Those that would act like they so saved and so spiritual. I'm so spiritual. I don't want to be spiritual. Did you hear me? I don't want to be spiritual. I want to be filled with his spirit. A spiritual person, you never know what kind of spirit they feel with. And that's the truth. I want to have God working in me. And I don't have to walk around like this. Amen, brother. Amen, sister. I don't have to do any of that. I can be a human being like I've always been, but God is in me. And so when I'm tempted to do wrong, if I am of the Lord, if God is in me, then I have the power and the ability to resist the wrong. Now that is a child of God. I don't care if you can quote all the scriptures in the Bible. That don't mean nothing. What did it do for you? Is it causing you to live a righteous and a holy life? That's what it's about, by God's grace and help. All right? I want to be what God would have me to be. All right? And so I'm not seeking to be spiritual. I'm seeking to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm speaking to be, I want to be godly. I want to be well-pleasing unto God. I want to make that my life endeavor, my daily endeavor. That's what it's about. I don't care if people think I'm spiritual. I want to be spiritual in terms of pleasing and honoring unto God. Yes. It's not about what other people think. It's about what God thinks. Right. All right? And so he says, walk in the light as he is in the light. So don't get tricked by those other, Lord have mercy. It's really, what it is it's deception. It's deception. Yes. It's deception. If it's deviating from the Word of God, it's deception. Now, how would you know whether or not it's deception? You got to come to the light and you got to seek and to know and to understand what God has for you. When you have that knowledge base, then and the Holy Spirit within you, when they come to you with that foolishness, you say, you know what? I appreciate it, but I don't appreciate it. Carry on. Because you're not tricking me with that stuff. May God help us this morning. It says, walk in the light as he is in the light. The other thing I want to talk about before I sit down, it says walk. What does walking mean? And we talked about this many times. Walking. You standing still? Huh? Moving forward, aren't we? Moving with the Lord, all right? And so it does me no good to come to the light, to get the knowledge and the understanding. And then somewhere along the way, the Bible said, you did run well. Who did hinder you? I get hindered along the way. And then I walk. One of the places it said that the Lord Jesus Christ, he said a hard saying. And then it said, what did it say after that? Many walked no more with him. You see? And sometimes we say, well, I was saved and it's fine. I'm glad I'm good. You know what day and what hour and all that kind of stuff. You were saved and that's good. But are you saved today though? Are you living to what God would be pleased with? That's what it's about. Right? Because we got it. When we leave here, God has to know who we are. We have to have a relationship with him that's pleasing and honoring unto God. I can't get to the judgment bar and say, Lord, I got saved on June 16th, 2001. It don't matter. Are you saved today? Because many people have been saved, but they wouldn't walk in the light, though. They wouldn't walk in the light. And so we need the Lord to help us. Sometimes it's hard to when the light is shined upon our path and we're going through something hard, something difficult, sometimes it's hard to continue to walk in light. Right. And what I want to encourage you to do is you seek the Lord.
Yes.
Make it don't just pray about it. Make it a matter of prayer,
right,
until he bless you with the will to want to do it.
Yes.
And then bless you to do it. And then to bless you, to give him the praise, the glory, and the honor that's due him at all times. Just because something is hard does not mean it's not worth it or it's not good. When it comes to the things of God, if it's hard, it's more value. It's more value in it. On the other side, if you can just only get through it by the grace and help of God. I appreciate, again, your time, your attention, your prayers for me. My encouragement is, if you're not walking in the light, Then come to the light.
Yes.
And then once you come to the light, then walk into the light.
Yes.
Day by day, ask the Lord to help you.
Yes.
He can and he will. I appreciate your prayers. Pray for me. I'm endeavoring to do all that the Lord wants me to do. I want to be pleasing and honoring unto him. Most importantly, I want to make heaven my home. And I want you to come with me. I'd like to see you there. Be praying for me. I will be praying for you. Thank you.